WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, State Senator Sandra Cunningham was charged while driving while intoxicated and arrested after hitting two parked cars in Jersey City Thursday morning, according to police. Now, according to the accident report, Cunningham was driving her SUV on Culver Avenue and sideswiped two unoccupied parked cars. She told police she was coming down the street trying to make a turn, but instead turned into a snowbank. Former Governor Jim McGreevy told NBC4 New York he picked up Cunningham from the crash scene and believes she had a bad reaction to medication. The Centers for Disease Control says there's strong evidence suggesting students can safely return to schools even if all teachers and staff are not vaccinated. Teachers are not eligible for the vaccine until March 15th. Meantime, more Jersey schools are welcoming students back. 111 schools have gone full in-person instruction. Year-end data issued Thursday shows a 1% increase in overdose deaths in New Jersey last year, a better-than-expected result given the social isolation and economic toll of the pandemic. But the 3,046 deaths marked the third straight year over 3,000 deaths, says Senator Joe Vitale.
And it's around 10 or 11 jumbo jets crashing every year. And if that happened every year, you know, our response would be just outrageous, right? We would be exercised and we would put an end to it and we would put a stop to it.
Another 540 New Jerseyans died in overdoses in January and February, slightly ahead of the elevated death toll the state saw in the first half of 2020. Both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times report that the true number of people who had died in nursing homes in New York was altered by Governor Cuomo's top aides in a state health department report in July. The newspaper cited documents and anonymous sources in reporting that the aides pushed state health officials to alter the public reports that only residents who died inside long-term care facilities and not those who became ill there and later died at a hospital were counted. Meantime, New Jersey Republican lawmakers have conducted their own hearing on Governor Murphy's management of the COVID pandemic, questioning his administration's handling of the virus in nursing homes. The committee met for the first time today remotely with testimonies set to be given by doctors, nurses, nursing home operators, veterans homes residents, and others. Lawmakers focused in part on the state's March 31st, 2020 Health Department directive requiring nursing homes not to turn away COVID-positive patients. The policy made headlines because New York released 9,000 previously unknown virus patients into facilities under a similar policy. Now, for the most part, people are willing to embrace new car technology if it will make driving safer, according to the latest AAA survey. Robert Sinclair, Senior Manager of Public Affairs for AAA Northeast, says 58% want the new safety systems, but they must work better.
They recognize them for their life-saving potential. In concept, the problem is that they just don't work often as advertised.
More than 80% of drivers don't believe these current technologies work well enough to justify autonomous vehicles, and only 22% polled want further development of self-driving cars. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Feeling more like January than March out there. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is giving you a free spring fling. Make plans now to head down the shore to Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City for your free spring fling. Listen at 9:15, 1:15, and 4:15 for our secret code word. Enter it online or on our app to win your free spring fling. There's three winners every weekday. All the details are on nj1015.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. Win your spring fling only from New Jersey 101.5.
Hey. 105, now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. The big troubles continue along 78. It's ongoing construction, knocking out two lanes, and this is a 6 to 7 mile mess on 78 on the eastbound side. That delay goes all the way back from around exit 11 out by Pattenburg Road and coming down to between exit 18 and 20. So this is a place to definitely avoid. No real good alternate to that problem. Also, 57 is shut down in both directions in Franklin Township and Warren County. It was a head-on crash much earlier near the Asbury Broadway Road vicinity, Stewartsville Road. Stay away from 57. 22 East in Union, you've got roadwork slowdowns. Route 3 in the Meadowlands construction again today, blocking two lanes from the Turnpike Western Spur down to Route 120. 287 South construction coming down exit 47. We're doing well along the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike. Route 70 West in Cherry Hill, it's right lane repairs coming into Cooper Landing Road. Ben Franklin Bridge, it's construction in two lanes, and the Hudson River crossings are fine. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 227 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 107.
New Jersey 101.5 supports and celebrates small business. Show your support, too. Nominate your favorite NJ small business to win $10,000 of New Jersey 101.5 advertising, plus a $3,000 NJBIA membership and visibility package. Nominate your favorite small business today. Go to NJ1015.com so they can win our grand prize. Thanks to our sponsors, the CSI Group. Visit CSICPA.com or call 800-TAX-LAWS, NJM Insurance, and the NJBIA, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association.
Taking care of business.
Support NJ Small Business and nominate them to win big from New Jersey 101.5.
09, now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Blustery, biting, bundle-up weather is back. Brr. The breeze adding an extra chill to the air here, making it feel more like mid-January than early March for your Friday. Temperatures struggling to hit upper 30s to around 40 this afternoon. The wind's starting to dial back a little bit, and look on the bright side, it's going to stay bright and sunny with blue skies all day. Tonight, clear skies with a calmer wind, lows in the mid-20s, and the weekend will be cold and quiet. Partly sunny tomorrow, maybe a flurry, highs near 40, again near 40 degrees on Sunday with lots of sunshine, and then on Monday we start to warm up a little bit. Mid-40s with sunny skies, even warmer than that. We'll probably pop into the 60s by the middle of next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free from that nagging elbow, sore back, or whatever is hurting you? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com with locations all over New Jersey. Right now, Vineland 42 degrees. Breeze, Denville 32, Lakewood 37. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.